Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Erev Shabbos Pirkei Avos class learning. So I hope that everyone is well and having a meaningful, healthy, and uplifting start of the summer season. So we have two sponsors tonight. They both wish to remain anonymous. So I know who they are. More important, the Ribbono Shel Olam knows who they are. So the zchus of the Torah sponsorship should bring zchus l'tova to both of them. I give them in the order in which I received them. The first one is sponsoring Anonymous in honor of her triple chai wedding anniversary, with gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for her husband, who stands by her side, a true Ezer Kenegda, and supports me in every possible way. He is kind and the most giving person I know. He gives to everyone that needs, but never stops giving at home, 110%. And so we wish her and her husband, Anmeva Esrim Shana, in good health to continue to be Zocha, to continue to build their Bayis Nam and Bayis Shah, and a big Mazel Tov. And the second sponsor also wishes to remain anonymous, and she is sponsoring as a Zchus Refua Shalema for Bracha Devora Baschava Shosha. S-H-O-S-H-A. I'm saying it wrong, Ribbono Shel Olam should forgive me, but he certainly knows who is in need of a Refuah Shelema. So the second sponsor is anonymous, is his Chos Refuah Shelema B'soch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael for Bracha Devora Baschava Shosha, should have a Refuah Shelema B'korov, and we thank both of tonight's sponsors very, very much. So let us get into our Pirkei Avos class learning. So I'm going to begin right away by screen sharing. Actually, a little bit of background. Okay, this week's parasha in Chutzaris is Chukas. Chukas contains a very tragic sin of Moshe and Aaron. It's also very confusing and inexplicable as to actually what sin they did that was so tragic that they were not allowed entry into Eretz Yisrael forever. Not in life and not in death. Moshe has been leading the people for 40 years. All the way from Egypt, stepping through the desert, praying for them at every opportunity, beseeching before God on their behalf, being their defender, Latova, teaching them the Torah, and in Parshas Chukas, it all goes downhill. Miriam dies. The Be'er of Miriam was in the Schus of her. As long as she was alive, they had water. And Maseches Tainis Tesh Amar Aleph tells us that there were three good sustainers in the desert. The Be'er was Bischus Miriam. The Ananei HaKavod were Bischus Aharon. And the Man was Bischus Moshe. When Miriam dies, Vatama Shamir Veti Kaver Sham, she dies in the first month in Kadesh, in the wilderness of Tzin, and she is buried there. And then immediately we are told, V'lo Hayu Mayim Le'eda, there is no water for the assembly. People gather in great strength against Moshe and Aaron. Why did you take us out of Egypt? We're all going to die here. There's nothing for us and our flocks to drink. This is not a land of seed. There's no fig. There's no grapes. There's no pomegranate. Moshe and Aaron flee from before the people. They fall on their faces in the tent of meeting. What should we do? So God says, well, this is what you should do. You should take the staff in your hand and you should speak to the rock, gather all the people, take the staff in your hand, speak to the rock, v'nasan meimav, it will give forth water. What happens? Things go a little bit not exactly according to the divine plan. And now I'm going to screen share the handout that I prepared for you. This is a Pirkei Avos Shir. This is just the point of departure to get into the Mishnah that I want to focus on tonight. Okay, so could you see on my screen, it says here, Bamidbar 20, 10 through 11. Yes, thank you very much. So I gave you the background. Vaykalu Moshe Aaron sakal al pnei asel. Moshe and Aaron gather the assembly before the face of the rock. Vayomer lahem. And Moshe says, Shimuna hamorim amin asel zanotzi lechem mayim. Listen, O you rebels, do you think from this rock we will bring forth water? Vayera Moshe asyado. Moshe lifts his hand. Vayachas asel b'mateo pamayim. He strikes the rock two times with his staff. Vayetu mayim rabim. A lot of water gushes forth. Vatesh ta'edu virim. The assembly and their flock strings. There are so many questions and so much mystery surrounding what was so bad that Moshe was not allowed to go into Eretz Canaan. And many different Mepharshim and Rishonim and Achronim and modern day commentators and the Medrash, everyone gives their own opinion. What I want to focus on tonight specifically is that of the Rambam. What does the Rambam hold as a sin of Moshe? So Rashi in Chumash, if you look in the Parsha, Rashi says he was commanded v'dibarta mesasala to speak to the rock. He didn't speak to the rock. Vayachas asala, he struck the rock. So for the sin of striking the rock instead of speaking, he was punished. So there are so many Mepharshim. Two-hour shiurim this week, 2 1-hour shiurim this week on different understanding of Moshe's sin. It's such a plethora because it's such a mystery. Commentators struggle to understand how could he be punished so severely not to go into Eretz Yisrael, the final destination. I want to talk about the Rambam. Okay, so the Rambam is quoted in the Ramban. And the Ramban's commentary to Sefer Bamidbar, Perichov Pasuches, which you see on the screen, the Ramban quotes the Rambam. Here we go. V'harav Rabbi Moshe Savar Bosev Rav Omar. He says, and the rabbi, the great Rav, Rabbi Moshe, meaning Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, the Rambam, has his own opinion. He gives his sevra. What was the sin? Chat o hu, what was Moshe's sin? Shenata letzad har gazanus. His sin was that he turned to the midah of wrath, anger, impatience, when he said, Shimu nahamurim, listen, O you rebels. Remember, the first thing that he does after he gathers the flock is, before he says anything about the water, Shimu nahamurim, listen, O you rebels. Listen, O you rebellious ones. Listen, O you troublemakers. Now, Hashem was never angry at them. They asked for water. Miriam died. There's no well. Dikdek olav Hashem Yisbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very medactic with Moshe Rabbeinu. Shah Yehiyah Adam Kamo Ko Eis. That a person like him should be angry. Lifnei Adas B'nei Yisrael. Before the whole assembly of the children of Israel. But Makam She'ein Ra'u Bo HaKas. In a place where there's no, it's not appropriate to have anger here. That's what the Rambam Mamash says. What was his sin? A person like him should become angry. Ka'as. Lifnei Adas B'nei Yisrael. Before the entire assembly of Israel. But Makam She'ein Ra'u Bo HaKas. In a place where it's totally inappropriate. There is no place here for anger. V'chol kayotze b'zeh b'din ha'ishahu. And in behavior like this. And a man like this. Chilul Hashem. What does Hashem say? Hashem says immediately in the aftermath of the sin, so water gushes forth. The flocks drink, the people drink. But what does Hashem say to Moshe and Aaron? Ya'an lo ha'emantem bi lahakdisheni le'eni b'nei Yisrael. Lachein lo saviu es ha'kahal hazeh el ha'aretz. Because you did not believe in me. Could you imagine God says to Moshe and Aaron, you two did not believe in me. Lahak disheni, you did not make a Kiddush Hashem. If they didn't make a Kiddush Hashem, what did they make? A Chilul Hashem. The Rambam says, Beferish. V'chol chayotze b'zeh badina ishu Chilul Hashem. Behavior like this and a person like this is a Chilul Hashem. This is not my Lashon. That's mamash what the Rambam says. Moshe made a Chilul Hashem with his kas. Mipnei why? Shemituna osav kulam umidvarav hayu lemeidin. Because from his behaviors, and from his speech, the people learned. The people hoped that if we emulate Moshe's behavior, if we learn from his behavior and his speech and his character trait, we will reach success in this world. We'll be successful in Olam Haba, and we'll also reach Olam Haba. We're going to emulate whatever he does. He must be doing it right. He's a great Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'ech yira'alav ha'kas. He repeats it. How could this terrible midah of kas be seen upon Moshe Rabbeinu? V'hu min ha'pu'alos ha'ra'os. It's one of the worst character traits. V'lo tavo ki'im mitkavneh ra'a mitkuna ra'a mitchuras ha'nefesh. It only comes from a character deficit. It comes from a bad character trait. He stresses that Moshe got angry. It was a chil Hashem. People are supposed to learn from the behavior of the Gadol Hadar. How is it appropriate that this Gadol Hadar, Moshe Rabbeinu, where the people want to learn from him, to have Hatzlacha in this world and the next world, how could Ka'as be seen upon him? It is one of the worst character deficits. It is one of the worst character flaws. And it comes from Mitchuna Ra'a, Mitchuna Sanefesh. It comes from a bad deficit, a shortage in the soul. Aval Amru Bo Mirisim Pi, Hu Kemal Sha'ava'er. And it says about a Mirisim Pi, you rebelled against me, like I will explain. Shehu lo haya midaber im schilim, v'lo im min she'en lo maila. Moshe was not talking to fools. Moshe was not talking to lowly people. Aval isha ketana shebin ishem haisa ki cheska ben buzi. The most simple maidservant of the Dor HaMidbar, of this generation, of these people in the desert, saw the greatest prophecy, like Yechezkel, saw the Maaseh Merkava. Moshe's not talking to a fool. Moshe's not talking to lowly people. He's talking to Nevi'im and Nevi'os. He's talking to people who saw the revelation at Sinai. He's talking to people, Ra'ashivcha al hayam mashalo Rechezkel ben Buzi. How could he speak to Gedolim? Benos Yisrael. How could he speak to elevated holy Jewish men in such a fashion? V'chol ma sheyomer o yaseh yavchenu. And from everything that he said, Shayomar, Oyasa, Yevchenu, it will be a test. How did the leader act? That's how I should act. How did the leader speak? That's how I should speak. The Kasher Ra'u Sheko Ace. And when they saw that he was angry, once again he mentions the Kas. Amru Shahu Alav Hu Alav Hashem Eimba B'chisos Mita. So then they saw him angry. They said, it can't be that he has character deficits. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have character deficits. Lule Shahaya Yodea Shashem Ko'is Aleinu. It must be God is angry at us. The people said, wait, if Moshe is angry at us, it must mean the Ribbono Shel Olam is angry at us, because Moshe has no character flaws. If he's getting angry, if he's screaming, listen, oh, you rebels, you think from this rock I will exact water. Wait, they deduced, God must be angry at us. The Bakashos Hamayim, Hashem must be angry that we requested water. V'shanachnu chichasnu, also yisparach. Maybe we angered God. It must be, they said, that we angered God. Moshe is only an emissary from God. Moshe is perfect. Moshe doesn't have any deficiency in character trait. If Moshe is angry at us, it must mean that God is angry at us. Well, hiya kois. But the truth is, God was not angry at them. We do not find, says the Rambam, that God was angry at all. God was not angry. The people want water. God says, gather the people before the Pnei HaSalah. Take your staff, speak to the rock, and it'll give forth water. God isn't angry. God doesn't say, why are they testing me 10 times? God doesn't say, leave me alone, I will destroy them in an instant. God doesn't say they're going to spend 40 more years wandering in the desert. God says, you know what, Taka, it's a good request. Miriam died. The Zchus Be'er Miriam has dried up, as per Tainis Tess Amaralf. So now, what's going to happen? I'm going to give them more water. God was very giving. God wants to give them water. Why is Moshe screaming at them? The people think God must be angry at us. Hashem's not angry. Aval Omar kacha samata v'hakela sa'ida atav arnachicha v'dibarta melasela inem. God simply said, take the staff, gather the assembly, you and Aaron your brother, speak to the rock. It will give forth water, and they will drink. According to the Rambam, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's sin? It's very clear from this passage what Moshe Rabbeinu's sin was. He focuses on it repeatedly, over and over. It was the character deficit, the character flaw, the character weakness, the midah ra of kaas. And says the Rambam, Vihine hitarnu safek misafkei Torah. I have solved for you, says the Rambam, one of the greatest doubts in Torah. I have given you the answer. Here is the answer as to one of the, what was Moshe saying? So one says he struck the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Another says he says, notzi. The Ibn Ezra says he says, notzi lechamayim. You think we will give forth water? He should have said Hashem will give forth water. Rav Shach, zeichet tzadav kolish v'vach z'chuscho yagin aleinu, says he was right to reprimand them, but not in this way. Another pshat says it's because he fled from before the people. The Rambam says, I have solved one of the greatest mysteries of Torah. Hine hitarnu safik misafkei Torah. I have solved one of the greatest mysteries of Torah. Shenemru bo dvarim rabim v'nishal pamim rabim. So much has been spoken about of this topic. So many people have questions. What sin did he do? Everyone wants to know what was the great sin that the great Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. I hope every single person on this Zoom call has been to Eretz Yisrael. If you haven't been there, get there quickly. It's so easy. Get a passport, buy a ticket, use miles, and go. It's worth every dollar. Go there to show you can go. It's not closed to you. So many people wonder. V'nishal pa'amim rabim. Eza cheichata. What could he possibly have done that he's not going to the Zavach Chalav Udvash? I have told you the answer, says the Rambam. V'ra'a masha ne'amar bo. See what is said. U'masha amarnu bo anachnu. See what everyone else says, and then see what I have told you. V'ha emes yore dracho. The truth will show itself on the way. According to the Rambam, it has nothing to do with striking the rock or hitting the rock. God would have overlooked that. But how could a leader on this level, Shahayya Adam Kamohu Ko'es, Lefnei Adas B'nei Yisro, B'makam She'en Ro'u Bo'e Kas. And they learn from him. And they want to have a tzlach in this world and the next world. Shimu Nahamorim. Listen, oh you rebels. I mean, Asala Zeno Tzilechamayim. Do you think from this rock? I just have to tell you something that I just realized. I'm not going to go off into a whole tangent because I want to do what I prepared and we're going to pick it up. So that was just the introduction. But I just thought of something really interesting that I never noticed before. Holy moly. Rabbi Lord Jonathan, when I highlight something on the screen, do you see that I highlighted something? Okay. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, in one of his essays, it's actually from Parshas Baha'alosha. It's from Parshas Baloscha, when Yisro leaves. But Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks points out that some of Moshe's greatest weaknesses occur in the face of loss. And he says his greatest sin happens when Miriam has died. Remember, his sister just died. She was the leader of the woman, of the whole half of Klal Yisrael. The whole Be'er was in her marriage. It's year 40. The first generation has died out. First Rashi to Perichav. Miriam just died, which is another mystery as to why she's not going into Eretz Yisrael. Half the people are leaderless. Moshe's in a velus, and the people are panicking. It's a time of great tension. But according to the Rambam, his sin is caused. But I just thought of something really interesting, and I don't have time to think about it during the duration of Shir. It definitely needs more time to think about. But you know from learning with me, because I say it 1,000 times, or maybe 2,000 times, that nothing in the Torah is an accident. Shimuna Hamorim. Hamorim is the exact same letters as Miriam. Now, it's not something I could make up. I never noticed it before. Remember, he's in the immediate aftermath of his sister's death. His sister, Vateisatzav Achoso Merachok, Lada Maya Aselo. Vatechayena Eshayeladim. Vatikach Mir Manavia Achos Anasatof Beada. Vateitzera Kolanashim Echarebetupim Ubim Cholos. Miriam, who told Amram to get back together with Yocheved. Miriam, who saved the Jewish babies and didn't crack their necks and throw them into the Nile River as per Pharaoh's decree. Miriam, who stood by the river to see what would happen. Miriam, who said, should I go get a wet nurse from the Hebrews to feed the child? Miriam, who led the woman with tambourines and dances. Miriam, whose Be'er was in her marriage, has just died. It's very interesting that he calls them Morim. He doesn't call them, he could have called them anything. He specifically calls them Miriam. Rashi gives a number of reasons why he calls them Morim, but it is extremely compelling that the word Morim, I mean, you could see it on the screen, is the exact same letters of Miriam, Mem, Resh, Yod, Mem. And the aftermath of his sister's death, he labels the people Morim. But furthermore, the Sefer Torah does not have Nekudos, so this could be read either HaMorim or HaMiriam. And Miriam's whole life revolves around the water, which is a whole different shir. But every single time we meet Miriam in the Torah, including Baalos Chan or Lashon Hara, there's a reference to water. And he calls them Morim, which is mamish, the same letters as Miriam. And he's referring to water. Okay, I'm not going to take more time. I'm pointing something very, very interesting out. We're going to all think about it. It's not an accident, because not even the Torah is an accident. That was all just introduction to shir. The last 5 minutes was something that I noticed as I was teaching. That's all the introduction, because what does the Mishnah tell us in Pirkei Avos, which you see on my screen next? Pirkei Avos, Pirkei, Mishnah Yudalad. Arba Midos Bedeos. There are four different kinds of temperaments. Noach Lichos, Venoach Lirtzos. You have someone who is easy to become angry, but he's also easy to appease. So I would think of someone who gets angry very easily, but he doesn't hold on to his temper. He loses it quickly, he's not angry, he forgives and forgets, he moves on. Yatza schara behavsedo, the schar that he gets is loss, so the gain is lost in the loss. In other words, it cancels each other out. Any gain he gets from forgiving quickly is lost in the loss he has from becoming angry quickly. But they cancel each other out. He's not so bad. He might get angry quickly, but he moves on quickly. Kasha lichos, he's hard to anger. You have someone who never gets angry. But when he does, kasha lirtzos, you want to stay away from him. He hardly ever gets angry, but when he doesn't become appeased quickly. Yatza hefsedo bischaro. So what happens with him? He is hard to become angry and hard to become appeased. His loss disappears in his gain. So anything he would gain from not becoming angry is lost by the loss of when he does, he won't become appeased. You could see how those two personalities cancel each other out. However, kasha lichos v'noach lirtzos, someone who it's hard to make him angry, and it's also easy to appease him. So in other words, he hardly ever becomes angry, and if he does, he gets appeased very quickly. Chassid, he is a pious person. Noach lichos, someone who is easy to become angry, the kasha lirtzos, and hard to appease, rasha, he is a wicked person. So we're going to come back to the commentators in a moment, in a few moments. Someone sent me one time, many years ago, a very powerful video on WhatsApp. But it was a while ago, okay? I still remember who sent it to me, Shira Sembraski. I'm going back like a bunch of years. But it made such an impression. It was a video. It was a story told by video. And some of you may be familiar with it. About a fence and a boy and a father and nails. It was a certain boy who had an anger management problem. He was always becoming angry. And in the backyard, they had a wooden fence. So his father wants to help his son cure his anger problem. So he buys him a hammer and a box of nails. Says to him, every time you become angry, instead of screaming and lashing out, take a hammer, take a nail, go to the back fence, bang the nail in the fence. And the son does so. And every time he becomes angry, instead of screaming, he goes to the back fence. And he finds he's becoming angry less and less. And finally, the box of nails is all used up, and he doesn't feel so much anger anymore, and he feels he conquered the problem. And he goes to his father, he says, Father, the nails are all used up, and I'm not angry anymore. Father says, wonderful. Now we're going to reverse the exercise. Every time you feel you're calm, I want you to go to the back fence, use the back end of the hammer, and pull the nail out of the fence till they're all done. Every time the boy feels calm, he goes to the back fence, takes the hammer, uses the backside, pulls out the nail. He goes to his father. He says, I took out all the nails. The box is full. I'm calm. Father takes him to the back fence, and he says, my son, that's wonderful. You took out the nails. But you can't fix the holes in the fence. When a person expresses the midah of kas, when they lose themselves to rage, you can take out the nails. You could apologize. You could say, I'm sorry. Say, I didn't mean it. If you've ever been on the receiving end, Rahman al-Tsan, I hope not. But if you have been, you remember forever. And it doesn't matter how many times the person apologizes. The holes are always there. If you are hard to anger, kashalichos, v'noach lirtzos, you're a chassid. But if you are noach lichos, and kashalirtzos, easy to anger and hard to appease, this is a rasha. And you can apologize. But you can never take away the effects of the anger. And the Rambam says, Ad kidei kach, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was patient, who was loving, who was a defender, he was the greatest Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibraditch there was, who knew God face to face, who spent 120 days in Shemayim, who brought us the Torah, split the sea, brought us the man, it was in his merit, tiniest tes amidav, stood up to Paro, Shimuna Hamorim, I just noticed my mother-in-law is here. Sorry I didn't see you in the beginning, Ima. I'm not sure. Oh, no, that's not even my mother. I just saw the name. So there's another Ima here. Shav Nachas from your children. And if you have grandchildren and whatever you're an Ima for, you should have a lot of Nachas from them. I'm going back to screen sharing. My handout. Okay, Bartanura. You see, I'm back to my screen. The Bartanur on the Mishnah. Adam shekoyis maher al kol davar. Someone who gets angry easily about every matter. Afal pi shehu chozer umisratza mehera. Even though he's a chozer b'teshuva quickly, and he's quickly to appease, hefseidu meruba mischaro. His loss is much greater than his gain. Because even though it's easy to appease him, he gets quickly, flies off the handle so quick. So hefseidu meruba mischaro, his hefsed, what he loses, is much greater than what he gains. Sherov ma'asav mikul kalim me'achashu noach lichos al kol davar. Because most of his actions are cursed. Because he's so quick to anger over every small thing. I'll call davar v'davar, over each and everything. Aval hakasha lichos, but someone who is hard to anger, afal pishiesh lo midah rashu kasha lirtzos, even though he is a bad midah, he is hard to appease, yatza hefsedo hamu'uat shehu kasha lirtzos bischara hamiruba shehu kasha lirchos. His loss, his small loss, which is that he is hard to appease, it will be swallowed up by his great rewards, tzchara hameruba, because he almost never gets angry. So how many times does he get, in his life does he get angry the first place? He has tzchar meruba, because he's kasha lichos. It's hard to make him angry. So any loss that he has is going to be swallowed up by the gain, because he almost never gets angry. V'rov ma'asav misukanim. And most of his ways, the majority, rov ma'asav, the majority of his ways are pleasant. They are misukan. It's a tikkun. Most of his ways are a tikkun because he almost never gets angry. and therefore he has much more gain than loss. The Rambam says, this is all commentary to the Mishnah, the Rambam says, Histakal eich kara hasavlan. Look at one who is called patient. Observe what is called a patient person. Shesavlanuso yaseira. He is so much overflowing, extra patience. Adshe karev la eder hargasha bedavar hakas chasi. To the point where he doesn't even feel anger over something that should anger him. That's a chassid. Look at a savlan. Look at a patient person. See how he behaves. Savlanu so yiseira, says the Rambam, commentary to the Mishnah. He just has such an overflow, an excess of patience. Ad she yikariv laha eder har gasha bedavar kas. He doesn't even feel anger anymore. Chassid. Vekara misha yesh lo pechisios midas akas rasha. But one who has the defect of the character trait of anger within himself, this is a rasha. This is an evil person. So here the Rambam picks up about something else, and that is when a person has the midah of savlanus, patience, it will help them not to become angry. A savlan, and by definition, you have to once again talk about the shoresh, savlan is to sovel, to bear the burden. Sivlos Mitzrayim, beginning of Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav. Of through Zion in Sefer Shemos. I'll take it from the burden, the oppression of Egypt, to be a savlan who will never get angry or who will almost never get angry is to have a tremendous mita. That person's a chassid, but savlanut is hard. It's to bear the burden of patience. I was just at a chasana last week. Actually, Miriam Goodman was there with me. Ready to go, Miriam Goodman. Maybe she had to go. She was here before. So she'll listen to the recording. So she was at the same wedding with me. And we were trying to... now my mother-in-law's here. But it doesn't say Ima. Ha! It just says iPhone. Okay, I confused you with somebody else before, Ima. I welcomed a different Ima to this year. But then I told her she should have nachas for whoever she's an Ima of. She should have nachas for all of them. Okay. I was at a wedding last week, and we were trying to get close to say Mazel Tov to the Kala and to the mother of the Kala. There was such a long lineup by the Bedekin, before the Bedekin. And I was standing next to Robertson Bender. And we were trying to get, and we couldn't just not get close. I was talking to her. So I told her that I don't know if I should have told people Robertson Bender's here and please make room. I don't know what I should or shouldn't have done, whatever. Okay, I'm not sure. So we were talking, so I told her that I was at a wedding at the marina a number of years ago, pre-COVID, this goes back a bunch of years ago. And Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita was there.
Yeah, no.
Oh my gosh, you scared me. Yonatan, 1 second. Yonatan?
Yeah?
Coco cries when Abba puts her away, and I can't be downstairs. She was
we
crying
took her
my
out.
First year. Okay, but please let me finish here, because I'm all set up here.
Can I walk past you?
What do you need? You're going to stay in the room?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, but please shut the door, Tamar. Sorry, everybody. Sorry. So I told Robertson Bender that I was once at a wedding at the marina many years ago, and Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita was there. And it was cold, it was winter, and he was wearing his coat and his leather gloves, and the valet couldn't find his car. Now, it wasn't his car, it was whoever was driving him car. And they couldn't find the car. So I don't think they realized, of course, whose car they lost, even though every Jew, of course, is very important. Call it Eda Kulam Kadoshim, Ubusochem Hashem. They asked for Shmuel Kamenetsky's car. 45 minutes. It's cold. He's wearing a set of gloves. It was such a lesson. He didn't display one trace of impatience. Not one trace of anger. So many people, of course, were coming over to give him a Shalom Aleichem somewhere. I don't know where it is. Probably not printed. I have a picture of my husband giving him a Shalom Aleichem. People were going, he smiled at everybody. He stood there. He was just waiting and waiting with patience and patience. This is someone who is kashalich os v'noach lirtzos. That is a chassid. And the Rambam in his commentary to the Mishnah says, what does it mean? It means someone who is a savlan, someone who has the patience, will not give in to the midah of anger. Let's go back to my handout. Okay. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Eruvin, like you see, wait, you see I'm back on my handout? Yeah, okay. So the Gemara tells us here in Maseches Eruvin. Amar Rabbi Eli b'shloshet dvarim adam nikar. You want to know who a person is? You want to know better what a person is? A person is recognized by three things. Bekoso, koso, his cup, kos. Ubekiso, his pocket. Uvekaaso, and his anger. Person is recognized by three things: bekoso in his cup, bekiso in his pocket, uvakaso in his anger. So Rashi in the Gemara says, what does this mean? Adam nikar. What does it mean a person is recognized by these three things? Im hagunhu, if he is a worthy person. You can tell a person, you know, what kind of car does a person drive? What brand clothing does she wear? What shul do they daven in? What's their affiliation? What kind of kippah's on his head? That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says nothing about what kind of kippah's upon his head. The Gemara says you can recognize a person bekoso, bekiso, uvekaaso. Adam nikar, im hagunu. What kind of worthy person is he? Bekoso, with his cup, im da'ato miyushavas alav b'lieno. How's his da'as? Is it at peace with him when he drinks? What is a person when he drinks wine? Can he hold his wine? Can he hold his wine? Does he know how much to drink, how much not to drink? Okay. Bekiso, in his pocket, kishano sevino sein im b'nei adam, when he does business dealings with people, im be'emuna hu osa. Does he conduct business dealings faithfully? That relates to what the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Lamed Aleph Aleph, that when a person gets up to the Olam HaEmes, they will be asked a series of questions. One of the questions they will be asked is, Nasasa v'nasata be'emuna. So maybe perhaps Rashi here, without referencing the Gemara text, is mamish referring to that Gemara, because it's mamish l'lashon. Nasasa v'nasata be'emuna. We're going to be asked in the Olam HaEmes, did you conduct your business dealings faithfully? It happens to not say in the Gemara that you're going to be asked what kind of kippah was on your head. But you are going to be asked if you were faithful in your business dealings. So Rashi says, Bekiso, a person is recognizable by his pocket. What does that mean? If he conducts his business dealings with Amunah faithfully. Bekaaso, a person is measured in three things. You want to know what a person is? I was talking to someone last week, and she told me when her children was dating, she told them one thing. It was a wealthy woman. She said, I told my children one thing. Just look for a mensch. Just bring home a mensch. You want to know what a person is? Look at their kos, or their behavior when they're with the kos. Look at their kis, how they conduct their business, faithfully or not. And finally, look at their kaas. What does kaas mean, says Rashi? Bekaso, she'enu kapdan yoser midai. He doesn't have to be such a kapdan so much about every little thing. If he flies off the handle about every little thing, what does the Mishnah tell us? The Mishnah tells us he's a Rasha. Noach lichos, if he's easy to anger, v'kasha lirtzos, and hard to appease, he's a Rasha. He's a person you don't want to meet. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Deos, right? We're not going to go through the first teaching here because it's not relevant to our shir and we don't have time. The first thing he talks about is anivus. We're going to look at the Rambam. We're in Hilchos Deos, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel. V'chein ha-ka'as mida ra'ahi ad lema'od. By the way, if you're following Shir tonight, which I hope you are, you will notice that we began in the Rambam, who says that Moshe's sin is ka'as. We saw the commentary of the Rambam to the Mishnah, where he speaks about the importance of savlanu, so you do not have kas. And now we look at the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. So how important would you say the midah of not having kas is to the Rambam? He writes about it in the introduction to Shmona Prakim, about Moshe Rabbeinu. He writes about it in his commentary to the Mishnah, and he writes about it in his codification of Jewish law, the Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah is not a Musar book. It's a book of Jewish law. That means it's a halacha. Mishnah Torah is a book of halacha. V'chein ha-kas, mida ra'hi ad lema'od. Kas is a very bad. Ra'a ad lema'od. How do you even translate that into English? It's a bad mida, very, very much. V'ro'i l'adam she'yisrachek mimeno ad ha-katsa acher. A person must stay very, very far away from anger. If you're a guy who's easy to anger and easy to appease, you're a benoni. If you're a guy who's hard to anger and hard to appease, your gain and your loss cancel each other out. If you're a person who's hard to anger and easy to appease, you're the chassid. But if you're a person who flies off the handle from every little thing, and you can't appease that person, that's a rasha. Mom is a rasha. That's the Igeres HaRamban. The Igeres HaRamban, which I have right here on my screen for you. Yes, it's in the Igeres HaRamban. That's the Ramban Nachmanides. Unless there's a Geras HaRamban, which I don't know about, so then you are correct. But I thought you were referring to the Geras HaRamban, which is on my handout. Okay? The Kena Kas Midarahi Adam Avroi, the Adam Shesrachak Mimena Ketzacher. Kas is very bad, very much, and a person has to stay very far away from it. The Yal made Atzmo Shalo Yichos. Train yourself. It's not an excuse. You can't say, I'm by nature angry. Train yourself. Vafido Al Dabra Sharoi Lichos Alav, even for a matter that's worthy to be angry about. Train yourself. Vimrata Lahatil Ema Abanav Ubne Beso, O Tzibur. You're a parent. And sometimes you have to be mechanech your children. Sometimes you have to show them anger. Sometimes you're the rav of a shul. You have to chastise your tzibur. Im hayab parnas v'ratzal lechos aleihen, k'dei sheyachziru lemutav, if you are the sustainer of the kihila or your family and you want to get angry to return them to the good path, k'dei sheyachziru lemutav, you want to teach them a proper path, yaro atzmo b'fneim shu koeis. You could appear to be angry, kidei liyasram, in order to give them musar, v'tia datum yushavos. But your mind should always be at ease. Remember, that's what Rashi to the Gemara. Gemara says. Datum yushavos love. You should never lose your mind. You shouldn't lose your mind from your kos. You shouldn't lose your mind with your kis, with your business dealings, and you shouldn't lose your mind with your kaas. So you might have to display sternness, but inside your mind is at peace. Between you and yourself, of course you're not angry. Like a person who gives the appearance of being angry, but he's not angry. The earliest sage says, how much of a rasha are you if you're koes? It's like you worship idols. It's not so much anymore because my children are not little anymore. So I don't, go to the parks with them on Sunday afternoons, etc. It's obviously different when the children are very little. And I wasn't even teaching then. I was teaching my children, not other people. Had a different avoda then. But sometimes you see parents becoming angry. I remember one time we were in a certain place waiting for a certain thing. I don't even know what the child was doing. But me and my children were there, and the mother smacked her child across the face. I don't know what the child did or didn't do. It was in public. And it's seared into my memory. We have to think very carefully. And you're right. You need to be a savlan, says the Rambam, to be patient. And you need to train yourself. Yamei atzma. There are things in life that make us impatient. There are things in life that make us angry. There are things in life that are difficult to deal with. It's not an excuse. And if you need to be miyasar your family or your kehila, liyasram, yachzuru lemutav, you might want to show sternness. But between you and yourself, your mind is at ease. Like a person who appears angry at the outside, but he's not really angry. And the Chachamim Mishonim say, and this is the Rambam, this is not a Musar book. Mishnah Torah is not a Musar book. Mishnah Torah is the Rambam's codification of Jewish law. These are halachos. It's not a storybook. It's not a musar book. It's halacha. And the Chachamim say that someone who is koes, it's as if he worshipped Avodah Zarah. V'amru shekola koes im chachum hu chachmaso mistalachs mimenu. Chachamim say if someone is angry, if he is a wise person, he loses his anger. If you've ever seen a person who's angry, which I hope you haven't, but if you have, they lose rationality. They do not act in a rational fashion. They lose their wisdom. They do things that are completely irrational from their rage. V'im navihu, and if he is a prophet, nivu aso mistalakas mimenu. He loses his nivua. Ubale kas ein chayehem chayim. Ba'ale kas, people who are perpetually angry, like the Mishnah calls them. Where is it up here? Noach lichos v'chashalir tzotz, easy to anger, hard to appease, rasha. What is their life like? Says the Rambam. Ba'alei kas ein chayim chayim. Ein chayim chayim. People of ka'as, who live with ka'as all the time, they're not really living their life. Lafichach tzivu lisrachek mina ka'as. Therefore we have been commanded to stay far away from ka'as. Al shayanhig atzmo shalo yargish afilu l'dvarim ha'machisim. You should be so working on this midah so much, stay far, far away from kas. Train yourself. You should not feel anger, even at things that should make you angry. V'zohi derech hatova. That's the good path. Rambam says, in Shmona Prakim, you know what Moshe's sin was? Kas, plain and simple. It was a chil Hashem. The people learned from him. They thought God was angry at them. It was kas. Forgot the striking, the hitting, the speaking, the staff. No! Shimuna Amorim! Rambam and Shmona Prakim. Rambam commentary to the Mishnah. You need to know how to be a savlan. You need to be such a savlan that you don't even feel anger anymore. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah codifies this as a Jewish law. And someone who is ka'as, his life is not life. And we have been commanded, sivui, mitzvah, savta, you've been commanded to stay far away from ka'as. You shouldn't even be angry at things that naturally should make you angry, where you might feel justified. But what is the way of the righteous? Hein aluvim ve'ein an aluvim. They hear their shame and they don't answer back. They are shamed and they don't shame others. Shomim cherpasom ve'einam mishivim. They hear their embarrassment, they don't answer. Osime ahava usmechim biyisurim. They always act with love. Love for God, love for fellow man. And they're happy at chastisement. They're happy with yisurim. Just like the sun in its strength. That is like those who love God. The Igeres HaRamban tells us, Shema b'ni musar v'icha v'altito. This is the Ramban, Nachmanides. Shema b'ni musar v'icha v'altito. Torah simecha, says the Pasuk of Mishlei. Tisnaheg tamid ledaber kol dvarecha b'nachas. When you speak, you should always speak with nachas, with a pleasant fashion. L'chol adam v'chol eis. For every person, at every time. Why did Moshe get angry at the people? I'm not one to question Moshe Rabbeinu. God forbid. Far be it from me. Far, 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 far be it from me. I'm just quoting the Rambam. The Rambam says, why did he yell at them? God wasn't angry. God said, give them water. If you speak benachas, if you're a savlan, if you know that the kosher lichos, v'noach lirtos is a chosid, says the Mishnah. You will be saved from ka'as. Shehi midara lahachti b'nei adam. Because ka'as is such a bad midah, says the Ramban. It causes man to sin. And like the Gemara says, kol ha'kois, kol minei gehenim sholtim bo. Anyone who becomes angry, all kinds of hell rules over him. The Rambam says, your life is not a life. The Gemara is quoted by the Ramban, says, all kinds of hell, gehenim, the sha'al, it rules over you. You become consumed by anger. Like the Pasuk says in Kohalas, Vaser Kasmali Becha Vahaver Rami Bsarecha. Remove anger from your heart, and then you will remove badness from your flesh. Ve'ein Ra El Gehenim. Ra is Gehenim. So if you remove Kas, you remove Gehenim. But if you don't remove Kas, you don't remove Gehenim. Ka'asher Tinatza Mina Kas. And the Ramban continues and he says, when you will be saved from Kas, Ta'ala al-libcha midas ha'anava. You cannot acquire the midah of humility unless you remove the midah of ka'as from upon yourself. And anivas is a midah tova, mikol midas tovos. If you are successful in being a savlan and you work to train yourself not to be a ka'asan, you will come to anivas, ek of anava, yiras Hashem, and on the heel of anivas follows yiras Hashem. The Mishnah tells us, arma bidos bedeos, noach lichos v'noach lirtzos, someone who's easy to anger and easy to appease, yatzos chara bevsedo, any gain disappears in the loss, cancels each other out. Kasha lichos, he's hard to anger, but kasha lirtzos, on the other hand, he's hard to appease, yatzos hefsedo bischaro, any loss is cancelled out by the gain, cancels each other out. Kasha lichos v'noach lirtzos chasid. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky was called. You know how many things he could be doing? You know how busy he is? The Gedolei Poskim, Gedolei Dor, Gedolei Rosh Hashiva today. And he sang there for 45 minutes. And he smiled at everyone. And he waited patiently. And he gave everyone a Shalom Aleichem. Where's my car? What are you thinking? Do you know who I am? Kasha lichos v'noach lirtos chassid. This is, chassid doesn't mean what you think today, chassidim. It means a pious person. This is a pious person. Noach lichos, if you've ever experienced it, which I hope you haven't, you know how true these teachings are. And how chazal, how far-sighted, and how amistic everything they teach us is. And if you think it's only hypothetical, ashreichem. Noach lichos v'kasha lirtzos rasha. Someone who is easy to get angry and difficult to appease, this is a wicked person. We don't say we're chalila v'chas, criticizing Moshe Rabbeinu. that we're learning from the Rambam's commentary in the beginning of Shemot HaPrakim, as quoted by the Ramban, as to one interpretation of what the sin was. How can you recognize a person? Not by the brand on their shirt, or by what color or type of head care of the ring they wear, or whether the kippah is knitted, or silk, or velvet, or they have a hat, or they don't have a hat. Or the shul is the young Israel type, or the yeshivish type. Or they live in the shtachim, or they live in Tel Aviv. You recognize a person, bekoso, bekiso, and bekaaso. A banned Moshe from Eretz Yisrael. And we don't even come up to the ankle, or never mind ankle, the heel of Moshe Rabbeinu. How strongly we must work to eradicate any trace of this midah within, because whoever has kaas, says the Rambam, chayehem enam chayem. They're not even alive. Powerful, frightening, sobering, and important. I thank very, very much our two anonymous sponsors. One, who I know who they are, and God knows who they are, and they know who they are. So it should bring zechuyas the tova and tisku the mitzos ulamaisim tovim. Matam besesar. In honor of the first one, Shubha Chai wedding anniversary, with gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for her husband, who sounds like, from a brief description, a person who never gets angry. He never stops giving 100%, 110% at home. And also, I know a little bit, I was told slightly about the matzav. True refuah shalema bekarov in the source of these divrei Torah for bracha devora baschava shosha. Should have a refuah shalema besoch sha'ar chalei Yisrael. I wish everybody a peaceful, calm, uplifting, meaningful kedusha filled Shabbos of Kiddush Hashem. Thank you so much, everybody, for taking the time to join. Kol tov, besoros tovos, and Shabbat shalom. Thank you.